Well, hey teens, I'm here with another Teen Answers video. And today, as you can tell, I'm out in the woods behind my house. And I came out here because we got a really good question today. And I think being out here is gonna help me answer this question. So it's from Caitlin, and she says, how do you know if you pray about something really hard for a long time and nothing happens, that God will answer your prayer? And so Caitlin, that's a super great question. And it's a little bit of a hard one for me to answer. It's part of the reason I'm out here today. Because as most of you know, having God not answer a prayer or seem to say no to a prayer is something that's really hard for me because that's what's happened with Evangeline, with my daughter. She's been really sick ever since she was just a few weeks old, started having seizures when she was just a tiny baby. And then we found out that she has a bad heart and all kinds of different issues with her brain and with her body. And so we've prayed really, really hard for a really long time for Evangeline to get better. And not just us, of course, lots of people have prayed for her for a long time, and she's still very sick. And in some ways, she's actually even gotten worse. And so that's been pretty difficult just for me. And it's been really hard to understand why God would do that. Why doesn't God heal Evangeline or make her better? And then, of course, lots of people, and probably you and people you know, have things that you've been praying for a long time and asking for God's help with, and it doesn't seem like God is answering or doing those things. So today I want to talk a little bit about what is praying. When we're praying, what are we doing? And so one of the most important things to think about when we're praying is to realize that we're not praying to inform God about what's going on. We're not giving God any new information. God already knows everything. He knows what we need. He knows about the problems in our lives. He's here for those problems. So when we're praying, it's not to give God information. Why are we talking to God? We're talking because God wants us to talk to Him, not to give information, but to build our relationship with Him. And so when Jesus taught us how to pray, when he taught the disciples how to pray, he said, when you pray, pray like this: Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And that's where he started, is by addressing God as a father. And that's pretty interesting to think about. It's an amazing thing to think that we can address God as our father. And becoming a father myself with Evangeline and then with Hugo has actually helped me to understand this a little bit, because for the most part, I know the things that my kids need. I know that they need food and that they need clothes and they need medicine when they're sick, and I know all that stuff. I often know that they're sick before they tell me that they're sick, right? And so a good example of this is, like, the other day Hugo was asking me for some ice cream. And to his mind, you know, because he's only five, to his mind, why would Dad ever say no to giving me ice cream? Ice cream is good. It makes me happy. Why would Dad ever say no? Or even make him wait for it. Sometimes we don't say no. We say, well, you have to wait until after you've had dinner. And to a five-year-old, like, why the wait? If ice cream's good later, why isn't it good now? But of course, you know, and I know, that there's a bigger perspective. As an adult, as his father, I'm looking at a much bigger picture than just what seems good right now to a five-year-old. I want him to develop good habits. I want him to eat a good dinner. I don't want him to develop diabetes because he eats too much sugar or something like that, right? So I'm thinking about things that, even if I explained it to him, he may not understand or may not agree with what I'm doing, but I love him, and I'm trying to take care of him, and I'm trying to help him. And if you think about the gap between how much I know and how big my perspective is and how much wisdom I have compared to Hugo, I'm wiser and have a bigger perspective than him. But compared to God, God has such a bigger perspective than we have. God is so much wiser than I am. So when God says no, or God says that I have to wait, then I have to trust him that he knows that. So I've walked through the woods here. You can tell I'm up kind of on the cliff now, and I'll kind of show you a little bit. I don't know if I can turn this camera around so you can see. But this, here we go. This is my prayer rock. And so I walk up here. I like to come out here and pray. When I'm really struggling with something or I'm really sad or really burdened, I'll come out here to talk to God. And one of the reasons I like to come out here is because I can see over the whole valley, and it's a peaceful place. It's quiet out here in the woods. And it helps me remember that God has a much bigger perspective than I do, that he's looking at a much bigger picture than I'm looking at. So, getting to your question, how do we know that God's going to answer our prayers? Well, God always answers our prayers. He's promised to answer our prayers. Sometimes those answers are just no, and we don't like that. Or it's wait, and that's hard too. But God's always going to answer, and he's always going to do what's right. So when we keep praying for things, that's okay. God wants us to come and pray for things. And if I can get back to my example with Hugo asking for ice cream, I wasn't going to give him any ice cream. But because he came and asked me for ice cream, I thought about it. And I thought, well, he had a good lunch. And so I said, okay, you can have a little bit if you promise to eat your dinner. And so he promised, of course, to eat his dinner. And I gave him a little bit of ice cream. And sometimes praying is like that. God will do things for us because we asked him that he might not have done if we'd have never asked him. So it's always a good idea to pray and ask God for things that you need or things that you want, because God loves you. And sometimes he'll do those things. And so I still pray, of course, for Evangeline. And I'm asking God to help her and to take care of her. And a lot of times God does answer those prayers. You know, she almost died a couple of times. And we prayed and asked God to spare her life. And he did. She's still here. She's still alive. So even though he said no, or maybe just wait on healing her, God definitely still has answered prayers. In Jesus's prayer, when he taught us to pray, and he said, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." He said, "Give us this day our daily bread," and those things, you can ask God for the things that we need. But he also said, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And that's the last thing I just wanted to say about praying that's really important, is to recognize that we want to desire the things that God wants, to recognize that God knows better. When we can say to God, "Thy will be done," that's saying we want things to be like they are in heaven. Because in heaven, everybody does God's will. That's why it's heaven. Here on the earth, everybody does whatever they want to do, for the most part. And that's why the earth is really messed up and why there's so many problems here. So really, we want to get our hearts so that we don't just want our own way, but that we really want it God's way. And believe that he's looking at a bigger perspective than we are, that he's looking at an eternal perspective. And that someday, when we get to heaven, and we can see the whole picture, when we can look and see it all, that we're going to understand why God did the things that he did, and that we're going to agree with him that he did what was right. And that's one of the things that really blesses my heart with Hugo. When I tell him, "No, bud, you can't have ice cream, or you can't do whatever the thing is that he wants to do," he says, "Okay, Dad." And then he wants to go do something else, wants to do whatever it is I want him to do. It's really great. It helps our relationship. And really, that's what prayer is about mostly. It's not giving God information. It's about building our relationship with him, learning to trust him more. As we do that, God delights to answer our prayers, to give us those blessings, to give us those little bits of ice cream sometimes when it's good for us. Caitlin, that's a super question. I know that was kind of a long answer. I hope it was helpful in thinking about that. All you teens, I'm so proud of you. Keep asking those good questions. I'm praying for all of you.